and Polk, floater, goes in.
Maxwell Polk is normally seen battling opponents on the hardwood for Central Varsity Basketball. This summer, however, he battled an opponent like none other. In June, Polk was going in for surgery on his stomach area. What he learned next was completely unexpected. He had cancer, specifically Burkitt lymphoma. The shock of hearing a chilling diagnosis soon turned into fear.
When you hear the word cancer, first one of the first things you think is death, and that's like one of my biggest fears, and that is just fighting for your life is just, it's not something I've never faced before. So
Polk soon went from working on his handles to undergoing chemotherapy treatment for almost a month and a half. Along with his parents, one of his supporters through that period was his brother, Marcus. He had to be strong alongside Polk during painful days.
It was honestly like just crazy tough for me to just, I don't know, think everything was always, think positive and all that stuff. So, but, you know, I tried to kind of be there for him. It was hard seeing him sad, so I would like joke, and we watched a lot of The Office.
The treatment was treacherous. Polk was drained of energy, and he had little public contact due to a weakened immune system. In late July, good news came from the doctors. Polk was cancer-free. That inspired Marcus to make Polk a shirt that said, "Survived my worst days."
It'd be sometimes I would just have to look away, and I didn't want him to see me crying, but yeah, in the corner, I'd have to turn away because it was tough. So the fact that he was able to go through that and now he's past it, and like, what really can be worse than that? So what, he survived his worst days, and the shirt was perfect, really.
For Polk, the feeling of stepping back out on the court was awesome.
It was the best feeling of my life because I've always loved basketball, but now I'm thinking that I was taking it for granted when I was playing because I could have got that snatched away from me, and I had it snatched away from me for a month, and having it back, it was just amazing.
Now he's back in the gym, regaining the 18 pounds he lost during treatment. Polk looks forward to a more increased role on this year's squad, and head coach Eric Behrens agrees.
Oh, big increase in both. I mean, we're going to need Max to play well. We're going to need him in a leadership capacity. We're going to need him in a playing time capacity. I mean, he's going to have to be a big contributor for us, so definitely an increased role in both areas.
For those who are going through the same battle, Polk has some advice from his experience.
I would just tell him to keep pushing and be patient. God always has a plan. You might not know why it happened to you now, but you'll find out soon, and just pray.
Polk believes he has survived his worst days, and he hopes his best are yet to come. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Alec Rome.